wonder who wrote that song. Had no idea. He made that for Rosie on the House 20 years before it ever started broadcasting. What an insightful man he must have been.
Yeah. That's a fun song. Just dancing around over here.
Next texter from at 411923 wants to know, what is your opinion of ductless air conditioner? And I'll let Bruce start with that one. But what they're talking about, ductless, it's a two-part system. One part outside, one part inside. There is a connection between them, but it's just a copper pipe. Yep. It's not an air duct. All the air that's being air conditioned on a traditional one, that is cooling in the cabinet, inside the closet, and then it's pushed through these ducts of air.
Yeah, flexible or metal duct in an older house, and or some newer houses. But
and if it's going through the attic, and you don't have a, you know, and it's above the insulation line, you know, the attic temperatures in the 140 plus in the heat of the summer, and so you're moving this air through a very hot space before it enters your home. A ductless one, it's cooling it all inside your already air conditioned home below the insulation line.
Yeah, right in the room you want it. So there a ductless system is most commonly referred to as a mini split. They've been popular overseas for a long time, especially in places that have never had central cooling or heating because there's no existing ductwork to upgrade systems. So like you said, there's still a small, typically very small condensing unit outside, but and then there's a head unit, which kind of takes the place of the traditional, you know, box in your closet
or vent
in your attic and it pumps out the cool air right there. They're great for a number of applications. Garages, I have one in my garage. They're fantastic. Most of them, even the inexpensive ones, are a very high SEER rating. And if you spend a little bit more money, you can easily get 20 plus SEER for a system that's not all that expensive. You know, Rosie always tells people that he used to have a swamp cooler in his garage and he switched over to a mini split, had one of the certified partners come over and do that. And it was actually less expensive to run that mini split than it was to run his swamp cooler. So they're great. I've seen a lot of people use them in homes. If they've just got a problem room that's always warm and they've tried just about everything they can within their budget, you know, short of tearing all the walls apart and taking off the outside siding and completely, you know, going above and beyond with, you know, insulation on the outside of the house and that sort of thing. They can be great for addressing problem areas for, you know, you're still going to probably be at least $5,000 into it, plus or minus a bit, depending on what you pick and installation, you know, how far away they have to run the line set and all that. But, They're great, and they just keep improving. They have systems where you can run multiple of those fan units, the boxes you put in your room, off of one condenser. They have cassette-style ones now that actually fit in the ceiling, so it almost looks like a traditional ceiling-mounted supply register. So they're becoming more and more low-profile. You know, a lot of people see them, and they say, oh, I don't want that big, ugly thing on my wall. Well, they're working on that. So they're a great system for a lot of applications.
And if you have a 12-by-12 room and put in a mini-split, you're going to get cold really fast.
Oh, yes.
And you're getting really cold. So you'll appreciate them. Very energy efficient.
They are.
And the key is the size that you're trying to cool. Mm-hmm. It's not designed to do 3,000 square feet. They're designed, you know, anywhere from, you know, I think the biggest I've seen is like, is it 500 square feet maybe?
Yeah. It
might even be a little bigger, but it's not a whole home solution in most
cases.
You'd
have to have multiple units in that case.
And that's an efficient way to run it as well. You'll just have to do a cost evaluation. What does it cost to replace my existing unit or put in two or three mini splits and run them as needed? And if my history and memory and facts are correct, this technology is very similar to tankless water heaters, where it came from Japan out of the you know, they've got a lot of people and not a lot of space,
mm-hmm.
and they grow vertical there just right. because they don't have the land to expand like we do as with population growth. So they needed a solution to cool very narrow, small, tight spaces, and that was a method that was designed out of just necessity.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. So I saw them a lot overseas.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you do want to join the conversation during bottom of the hour news, is the best time to jump on the line, because they'll be we'll be able to help Gary out with call screening, or you can send your text questions into 411-923, and we've got our weekly to-do as well.